Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Equal Education as well as Equal Education Law Center have decided to take the Western Cape Basic Education Department to court over the immediate placement of all unplaced learners in the province. And they're asking the court to the failure of the Western Cape's province, failure to place these learners in school, to declare it unconstitutional. Kimberly Kumalo is Equal Education Researcher. Thanks very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome. Good evening and welcome, Kimberly. Are you able to hear us?
Yes, clearly.
All right. Thank you so much for making time for us. You went to court to ask the court to declare what is happening in the Western Cape, a non-placement of these learners, as you want the court to declare this unconstitutional. Just maybe briefly explain to us, why have you decided to go to court? Did you try and engage with the Western Cape province before? And why did we find ourselves here?
Okay, so Equal Education and the Equal Education Law Center are going to court to try and secure the placement of learners, like you said. And we know that the non-placement of learners is a recurring issue that parents have came to Equal Education and the Law Center as well with. They've cited various reasons as to why learners remain unplaced even this far into the year, and we feel that there is no sense of urgency in dealing with it, and there's no real proactive plan in dealing with this, because we've seen this for several years now. We have tried to write letters to the department, we've protested, we have tried to engage them in meetings, and all of that has really not been as fruitful as we feel that going to court would be.
I want us to delve a little bit into their reasons. So some of the reasons they've given. So obviously they said they don't want to do interviews. They've stated clearly that they have a cutoff date by which people should have applied, and that's that. And early on in January, there were late applications, and they already tried to accommodate that, and that's that. So what other response did you get from them?
Yeah, so we do like hear the issues that they say that they're facing with extremely late applications. But it's important to understand the context of South Africa. We know that there are difficult socioeconomic circumstances that lead to parents then applying late. Parents have cited time and time again that it's not just that they don't want to apply on time. There are circumstances such as deaths in the family, such as sudden unemployment, that lead to them having to move learners around and then therefore having to apply late. So it's really unfair to these learners that the Western Cape admissions policy, for example, doesn't really take that into consideration, and that admissions process is silent about this. So we end up with two to three weeks now into the second term of the school year, and their learners still not in the classroom. So whatever excuse that the Western Cape Education Department gives at this point is really unfair, and is leading to learners missing the opportunity to access education. And it's a right. It's not a privilege in this country.
So from what I'm hearing, what you want the court to look into, number one, is not just the immediate placement, but also reviewing that policy, because clearly it looks like it's a policy that they want to stand by.
Yes. So our court case is in two parts. First is the urgent part. So we want the learners that we know of to be immediately placed in schools, but also a report on why it's taken so long for the department to place these learners. And the second part speaks to just that, the policy failure by the Western Cape Education Department, and trying to ensure that even with late applications that will inevitably happen in this context, there is some leeway for learners to be able to access school timelessly and not have to wait this long into the year. Really, it's unreasonable. So we are asking for them to review their admissions policy, but also think about the context of South Africa and the different circumstances that parents and learners face for them to then apply late.
So, as you said, you know, I just want to be clear, while you had written letters and protested and sent memoranda, you never got any other response from the province?
We have gotten responses, but not the kind of response that we had asked for, even in our memorandum. So we want the department, for example, to have proactive planning when it comes to the admissions process in the province. And the responses that we've gotten are very nonchalant in stating that they already have plans in place to try and ensure that learners are in school on time, but they face challenges with things like extremely late applications and all of that. While we understand that, we really do ask for the department to proactively plan, have infrastructure plans, for example, that look in the medium and long term so that learners can be placed when it's time for them to be placed, have enough teachers in the province, be able to justify why certain things happen in terms of the implementation of their policy. So we have gotten a response from the department, but it's really not up to par and doesn't show us their willingness to deal with this really a crisis urgently.
How many young people are we talking about here? How many learners roughly are we talking about here?
So we know that by the beginning of the year, the Western Cape Education Department stated that they had placed about 99% of all the learners that applied in the province. So this is a small percentage of learners, but we argue that still it's really unfair. It doesn't even matter if it's just one learner that's been kicked out of school because of the failures of the department. It's important for learners, for the department to provide some support to these learners also, you know, for them to be able to catch up, for example, as well as the things that they're also asking for in court in this far into the school year. So it is a small percentage of learners that are still not in school, but every learner counts and should be in school on time.
And just maybe quickly, the sentiments of the parents must be really frustrating. What are they telling you?
So parents come to us with a lot of frustration. So first of all, some of the things that they've stated is that they've had difficulty in accessing this online application system, and we know that it's only open for a month long window period. So it's difficult for them to access the online application system to understand exactly how to go about this application, but also to do things like traveling long distances to certify documents, for example, in order to upload them onto the system, having transport funds to go to district office when they have issues with the online application system. They've also cited things like what I previously stated in terms of different circumstances like abrupt moves and deaths in the family that then lead to them applying late, and frustration with not having district officers assisting them on time and having feedback whenever they go to district offices. So parents are quite frustrated, and it's not a frustration that's new to Equal Education and the Equal Education Law Center. We have been doing this work on the ground for years now, and it's really come to the point where this is the only viable thing that we can do.
Kimberly Kumalo, thank you so much for making time for us. She's from Equal Education. She's a researcher there, and obviously we'll see what the court has to say.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.